May 10th, 1970. How, with his breath, Jesus gives motion and life to all creatures. Continuing in my poor state, I was trying to fuse myself in my sweet Jesus, according to my usual way. But as hard as I tried, it was in vain. Jesus himself distracted me, and sighing strongly, told me, "Ah, my daughter, the creature is nothing other than my breath. As I breathe, I give life to everything. All life is in the breathing. If there is no breathing, the heart no longer beats. The blood no longer circulates. The hands remain inactive. The mind feels the intelligence die. And so with all the rest. So, the whole of human life is in receiving and in giving this breath. But while with my breath I give life and motion to all creatures, and with my holy breath I want to sanctify them, love them, embellish them, enrich them. In giving me the breath they receive, they send me offenses, rebellions, ingratitudes, blasphemies, denials, and all the rest. So, I send the breath as pure, and it comes to me impure. I send it in blessing, and it comes to me cursing. I send it all love, and it comes to me offending me deep into my inmost heart. But love makes me continue to send breath, to maintain these machines of human lives. Otherwise, they would no longer function and would end up in ruin. Ah, my daughter, have you heard how human life is maintained? By my breath. And when I find a soul who loves me, how sweet her breath is, how she amuses me, I feel cheered. An echo of harmonies form between me and her, which remain distinct from the other creatures, and will be distinct also in heaven. My daughter, I could not contain my love, and I wanted to pour myself out with you. So, today I could not fuse myself in Jesus because he himself kept me occupied in his breath. How many things I comprehended, but I am unable to say them well, and I stop here.